Yo. I need help, and I don't know where else to turn. I've got a problem deep inside me, and I'm feeling quite concerned. It's an issue, and I feel I need some input and insight into if it's something serious, or if I could just might be overreacting. Got the problem I'm having, and it's really no big deal, and I should probably be laughing. But I think I better talk to someone wiser than I. Get a second opinion, just to be on the safe side. You know what? Add opinions 3 and 4, cause I know just who I need. I need the brothers McElroy, 3 sages from the past, dispensing wisdom for the ages. The greatest modern minds, many hearts like magic mages. I could write pages about all they've done to help me, like when I caught on fire, or that time I lost my house keys. I will never tire of the way their show delights me. Advice for the modern era, it's my brother, and me.
Give me a big bottle of paint.
The bed you supplied us with is quite loud, and we're afraid that our noise making will be a ruckus. So, what bed might be quieter that you could accommodate us with? And also, where can I put my oversized duffel bag with the words "move bag"?
If you change your mind, take a chance. I'm the first in line. Honey, I'm still free. Take a chance on me. If you need me, let me know. Gonna be around. If you got no place to go when you're feeling down. If you're all alone, where the pretty birds have flown.
Thank you, Jay Phonic. Finally being the one to recognize the true sound, my brother, and me, is rap.
It's the sweet sound of the streets.
We are.
We all agree that we are urban. We are
nothing.
We are street.
If not street. Hip-hop. R&B. Most of our episodes are about hip-hop and R&B. I draw most of the things we say from the recordings of Jay-Z and Miss Warren Hill.
Is it sad that for the better part of my entire life, I thought R&B stood for rap and beats?
What?
I thought it stood for rap and beats.
This is my brother and me, and it's an advice show for the modern era. We also will teach you that R&B does not stand for rap and beats.
What does it say?
How well do you enjoy that rap and beats music?
She's the greatest rap and beats singer of all time. Aaliyah is the new princess of hip hop and rap and beats. God bless you. Hello, Brothers McElroy. This is Michael from California. And I am wondering, how do you learn better?
How do you learn to dress better? Sorry, I got cut off a little bit.
Oh, good typing. That's not your fault, Michael. I'm wondering, how do you learn to dress better? I'm tired of just wearing nerdy t-shirts all the time, and I have no idea how to start learning how to dress more mature. Thank you. Griffin's got a great answer. Watch this.
I do?
Well, I was going to suggest that you need to watch a hit web series.
Oh, that's right. Put This On by close put personal this- friend of the show. Jesse Thorne and Adam Lissagor.
Well, they are sort of friends of the show. If you're here, thanks to our friends at MaximumFun.org, you have probably heard the name Jesse Thorne. Put This On is there's not enough episodes for my taste. It's at PutThisOn.com. There's just 2 right now about jeans and shoes, but. That blog
is chock full of tips.
What do they say about jeans? This is a discussion I've been having a lot lately.
Their conclusion is that jeans are they can qualify as fancy dress if worn properly.
Yeah, you should watch it, Travis. You get into it
because it's all about finding a good pair of jeans for you and then how to maintain those jeans.
Well, I was talking to Teresa the other day and I made her promise that when I reach the point that I am no longer, like, I'm too old to wear jeans, that she has sworn to tell me.
So she can just kill you.
Yeah. And then it's just sweet, sweet death from then on out.
I think jeans... let's get back to Michael's question.
Okay.
I think you need to expand beyond nerdy t-shirts.
Yeah.
Because those are inherently undressy. Find yourself a nice polo shirt. A nice... You know, button up. It's not that hard to dress better.
It's not. Yeah, just start at the ground up. I would also say that you should you could get a t-shirt that's not necessarily nerdy, maybe something more universal, something everyone can relate to. Mm-hmm. Like, for instance, My Brother and Me t-shirt, available for one day only this final day at mbmbam.com.
It may even be too late.
It may be too late if you're listening to this on Tuesday. But still go look. We might be able to work something out for you.
Or just plain t-shirts. Plain t-shirts, that's a classy look. Just a plain, yeah, tight
plain
fit.
Plain t-shirt.
You know what I like? Tight. A nice corduroy jacket.
You know what? A jacket is a good pro tip because that could dress up anything. I wear a nice tan jacket at trade shows and things because it, you know, it classes up the look without having to buy a whole new wardrobe.
Corduroy's good too, though. Go to Target. Yeah. Go to Target and look at their jackets.
Target.
They have nice jackets for $20 to $30, and you'll wear those things for months.
100 years. I finally found out, this is from Michael, I recently found out that my wife and I are expecting a baby.
Mazel tov.
Congrats.
This will be our first, so we're a little nervous about what to expect. Immediately things changed my mind about priorities and like. I'm also a loyal listener to the Joystick Podcast. I love my gaming time. How can I balance my new child and keep the trophies rolling in? Okay, first, that sounds dangerous.
Yeah.
if you're trying to balance a baby while at the same time trophies are rolling at you, you may already be a bad parent.
Is the baby on your head? Is this where you're balancing him? Like a book? Like
a hilarious silent film starring Buster Keaton. There's like a baby balanced precariously on your head as trophies roll at you. I think the most important thing about being a parent is knowing where to turn for advice about parenting. You've already cracked the case with the first biggest problem, which is where to turn for parenting advice.
I have seen three men and a baby. I have seen four men and a baby.
I've seen
two and a half men. I've seen Baby's Day Out. I've seen
Dunstan Checks In,
which isn't exactly about parenting, but
I've seen Most Valuable Primate. I've seen Air Bud.
I've seen Most Vertical Primate.
We got off the subject right now. I saw Milo and Otis.
Land Before Time's Part 1, 2, 3, and 4.
Land of the Lost.
Listen,
Anchorman.
Michael,
here's
the
some
truth
other things
is,
I've seen.
The truth is, I think,
Audrey, Rain,
in order to be a good parent, you have to not do the things that you used to like doing. I think there's a ratio, an inverse ratio between the sacrifices of your fun time to the relative health of your child.
Let me give you a trophy to reach for, an achievement to try to gain, and that is didn't raise a serial killer.
It's a 100 gamer score.
Yeah.
100 gamer score for not raising someone who murders you in your sleep. The way it works is when you grow up, and when you have a child, it's that you've been doing cool shit your whole life. Now it's your child's turn to do cool shit, mm-hmm. and it's your time to do bummer shit forever.
It's like the Highlander. There can be only one person who's enjoying their life at one time.
Yeah. And guess what, friend? It's not you anymore.
I'm 30 years old and have recently made a friend in World of Warcraft who I've been playing with regularly. Last week I found out he's a 15-year-old boy, and when I told my girlfriend, she freaked out and said it was weird and that I should stop playing with him. What do I do?
I can't tell you the number of times my wife has walked in on me playing with a 15-year-old boy, and she's like, oh no, I'll call the cops, I'll leave you, blah, 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 blah. It's like, chill out, lady.
What a prude.
He's our neighbor.
How am I going to get better at recording pop music? Well, pop influenced by rapping beats, like Michael Jackson, if I can't play with 15-year-old boys.
Someone's got to teach this kid to shave. It's not going to be his deadbeat dad.
You got him in front of the mirror with like whipped cream on his face and a spoon. Like, it's easy. It's just like this.
It's real good. Slower. Slower.
Slower. Slower.
So much slower.
Here, let slower. Me
Daniel.
This is such a problem of the modern age.
That, yeah, it is.
You know, I imagine someone 20 years ago reading this question would think it was written in a different language. I think
about it when we talked about the question about kissing your dad square on the lips. If you don't think it's weird, then it's not weird. Like if you were,
is pretty fucking weird though.
No, if you,
it's weird though.
Weirdness going on. Like I assume you guys are just like raiding whatever people do on that World of Warcraft jam. But
there's nothing you can do in World of Warcraft with a 15-year-old boy that doesn't make you sound like a gay pedophile.
Yeah.
That's life. We were just raiding. We were just pounding the dragon.
We were just working on our sewing.
We were just teaching him some leather work.
We were grinding.
We were just grinding. I was grinding with a 15-year-old, and my wife flipped. This is something where just pretend you don't know it. Just are you sure it's not Chris Hansen on the other end saying it to a 15-year-old boy?
That's the future of To Catch a Predator.
Why are you hanging with him? Maybe find someone your own age also playing World of Warcraft.
Or switch to Second Life, because that place is just ripe for the harvest of just sweet, sweet, succulent teenage fruit. Just if you're hanging low on the tree.
Ranch.
You know, there's Marshall in Second Life now.
Yeah, I saw that. Marshall University, my alma mater and Justin's alma mater, now has a virtual college in Second Life.
Am I allowed to... I haven't discussed this with my wife. Am I allowed to go to virtual Marshall and do the things that I did at real Marshall without fear of repercussions? Is that how that works?
Well, give me an example of some of these things.
Like if I go to Second Life, and can I set a dumpster on fire and then blame it on a pizza guy that walked by earlier? Is that okay?
Yes.
I mean, it depends if the programmers have enabled that option for you to do in the game.
How's your tech? How is the tech on this that if I can't burn a dumpster?
I don't know. I would love to see if I could get kicked out of Second Life Marshall, though. I would love to see what it takes to do.
And when you have to walk out screaming, that's it, I'm starting Third Life.
On one hand, you have it as a recruitment tool. That's what they built it for, so that they can take students on a virtual tour. So I'd love to show up as a prospective, you know, student and walk around that group and cause all kinds of shenanigans.
I just like to sit on the quad and play my guitar. That's it. Just don't bother me.
Just run into the middle of a group. You guys trying to sack?
You guys want to sack?
We're going to sack up over at the student center in 15. Meet by the John Juice.
My 15-year-old friend. We're just sacking together.
We're going to go play some disc. You guys like Dave Matthews?
It's a crazy game of poker today, right? Pretty crazy. Alan writes from Gmail, I'm starting my senior year of high school, and my parents are becoming increasingly pushy about telling me I need to decide where I want to go to college.
Marshall.
Have you considered Marshall
University? Have you considered virtual Marshall?
Have you considered VMU? I'm at the top of my class and should have no problem getting a scholarship. The problem is I have no idea what I want to do. I'm equally good in all subjects at school, but I don't like any of them enough to devote 48 years of my life to studying them. Furthermore, I cannot think of any real job I would enjoy. How can I find out what to do with my life? Oh, Alan. That's a great question. I mean, you're asking maybe the only person who really can provide... Well, I guess Travis and Griffin are both better at this than I am. I went to school on an acting and directing degree, and I write about video games, so I don't know. I think I heard someone say that if college only teaches you what you want to do with your life, then it's a good investment. But I don't know. What do you guys think?
I think that there's two kinds of people. There are people that have like known what they've wanted to do since they were 8 years old. There's people that are going to figure out what they're going to do when they're 22 and like are handed a diploma. And, you know, both of those people end up knowing what they're going to do. So
it's about then there are the people like Alan who will...
Griffin, you were saying?
There are people like Alan who will never find out what they want to do and will die purposeless.
I'm glad you were trying to cut Travis off to tell Alan that he was going to die without purpose. That was really
not
great.
Completely without purpose. Just
that was great use of the
just
the
without
time.
A fulfilling purpose.
Do you think he'll be on his deathbed and he'll look back and say, "I've wasted it.
Yep. I wasted it all." You were right, Griffin. Excuse me, Travis, can I cut in on what you're saying to remind one of our precious listeners that his life is a shell?
Alan, listen. I hate to add to your burden, but this is the most important decision you'll ever make. So you need to spend the last few months you have left in high school doing as much shit as you possibly can. Extracurriculars, join the theater community and choreograph their upcoming production of Oklahoma. Go join your school newspaper. Play some football, do some sports commentating, anything you can to try and find your calling. Because it's out there. You just got to stumble upon it.
And I would suggest, Al, this is such a hard decision because it's a weird system we have where we ask people to choose what they want to do with their lives before they have a chance to actually do anything. Mm-hmm. If I might be so bold, why don't you try talking to some people, pick some careers you might be interested in, and talk to some people who are currently in those careers and see how they like it. Because that's a pretty good barometer of whether or not, you know, if it's making them happy, then...
I actually made my decision to go into journalism because I did it a bit in high school and I enjoyed it, but I was a theater major in high school. But I watched Justin in college go from having this theater degree that he didn't, you know, want to use in his professional life and making a last-minute change to journalism. And I was like, man, I don't want any of that. I don't want to do that. And
yeah, so I switched. I don't want that life, that's for certain.
Sure. That is great. I'm so glad that my life could serve as a negative example for how not to live your life.
No,
I'm
not
so
a negative example.
That trailblazing guidance for you, you piece of shit. Formspring asks, is it considered cheating if I make out with a gay man?
Assuming that you're a woman.
Okay, wait. There's so many people. You gotta give us enough context to answer these questions. Are you dating the gay man? No. Then it's not cheating. Are you dating a girl?
I think it is.
Is she there?
A girl who is dating a guy. Is it cheating if she makes out with a gay man?
God, that's such.
And
a good
the answer
question.
Is, the answer is yes, of course.
Yeah, of course it is. You know. Do you know how you know it's a sin? Would you do it in front of Jesus? Not counting masturbation, which isn't a sin, but you probably...
Because I would totally do that in front of Jesus.
So, if you're... Okay, so if you're a girl, this is the whole thing. This is how you determine cheating, right? Would you do it in front of them? If you wouldn't do it in front of them, then it's cheating. If you would do it in front of them, then they're cool with it, and you're fine.
It's one of those things where it's cyclical. Like, if you have to ask, then it is.
Yeah.
How about, it's not cheating if you make out with that gay man, if I go over here and make out with this lesbian. That cool?
Yeah.
We cool?
Yeah.
Nice. This is a real healthy relationship we got going on here.
With Portia de Rossi, are you cool?
Are you cool with this?
Is this cool for you?
Because it's fact. It is stone cold fact that every girl, freshman year of college, is going to make out with a gay man. That's 100%. I think it was actually part of the Marshall Plan. You couldn't graduate from three of the 12 schools at Marshall unless you had made out with a gay man. It was a prerequisite.
And that same gay man will flamboyantly squeeze one or more of her breasts.
And say honk.
It was just
gotta
one,
say honk.
It was just one gay man. It was Marshall's gay man, and everyone had to make out with him in order to graduate college.
His name, actually, funny enough, Marshall Gaiman. is it cheating? Is really easy to answer. Because it's all about your partner's perception.
Yeah.
If they think it's cheating, it's cheating. If you can't ask them, like, is it cool that I made out with a gay? Are you asking me if you should feel guilty? I don't know. Guilt fades. Are you going to do anything about it? You're not going to start a relationship with this guy. So I don't think you should tell the person, like, especially if it's going to create.
Well, let me.
I mean, if you can let it slide, then don't tell them because it's just going to hurt their feelings, especially because. That's not a sexual preference. Like, girls who are into gay dudes is not, like...
It's not, maybe it is.
I don't know. Maybe it is.
Well, let me ask you this. Turn around.
There's probably a Katherine Heigl movie about it.
If this is a straight girl asking this question, if she makes out with another straight girl, is that cheating?
There are so many layers to that question.
No, it's irrelevant. It has everything to do... It has nothing to do with what the Planet's Leading Advice podcast says, and more about it has everything to do with what your dude thinks.
So if he's cool, if he's like, this doesn't bother me at all.
It's not cheating. If he's not cool, it's fully, fully cheating.
And also be prepared for him to say he's cool, but he's probably not. Just don't do it. How about you just don't make out with gay dudes anymore?
You already did it, didn't you? Oh,
but no, using that metric, that. Like any, like your boyfriend could think that splitting a pizza with another dude is cheating. Like
if you're asking what is cheating, you're doing it because you're worried that your partner will dump you if they think you've been cheating. So it has everything to do with what they consider cheating. And I mean, like, if they're the sort of person, if they do consider splitting a pizza with a dude cheating,
then you need to
you need to break up with them. B, are you sure that's not the name of some kind of crazy new sex thing? Kids today
you
in high school.
You split a pizza with him? That's disgusting.
You split a pizza with him? Gross. And I kissed you. I just kissed you. I'm going to go vomit and then cut my tongue off.
I think just as a good ground rule, don't make out with anybody that's not your significant other. Just to be on the safe side, probably don't make out with anybody else.
Unless they're famous.
Unless they're famous.
And that's always
just
cool.
For the story. Mm-hmm. Yahoo Answers user Jake Sully asks, would you book an international flight on 9/11? Some people are superstitious and won't. What about you? I wanted to book a flight to London in September, and I see that on 9/11 some flights are a bit cheaper. I am wondering why.
Jake Sully was not, as you might imagine, booking a flight to Pandora. He would do that on 9/11 if that was the only day it was available. Is that international travel, flying to Pandora on 9/11?
Is that the guy from... I still haven't seen Pandora. Is that...
Yeah, Pandora by James Cameron. What? No, it's called Avatar.
Oh, right. Was that the 3D one?
It's about Brendan Fraser, and he goes to the core of the Earth. And in it, he finds Smurfs, and they're giant Smurfs, man-eating Smurfs. And he and Native Americans fight to defend the core of the Earth.
Justin, how did you get into my dream last night?
God, that's a movie, James Cameron. Either that or T4. That's what I want from you. Or is it T5? I guess.
Jake Sully, listen. Jake Sully. Okay.
Jake.
Lightning don't strike twice in the same place. I think I would.
That's actually not true.
I would only fly on 9/11.
That is the safest day to fly.
That is the safest day to fly.
Everyone knows that if there's one thing terrorists are afraid of, it's cliches. Mm-hmm. So.
9/11, been there, done that.
I was in the 9/11 before it was cool.
9/11 was so 2001.
Ever since they used 9/11 in that episode of the OC, it was like everybody was in the 9/11. I was like, well, kind of over it.
9/12, I think, is what you need to be worried about. Cause
that's the day, man. Or 9/10, where like everybody's just getting psyched for 9/11, and then it's like, what happened?
Doing some pre-gaming.
Actually, what you need to be afraid of, 3/12. Just trust me, I've got a bad feeling.
Really?
Yeah, 3/12. Oh, God.
March, I have a question. I hope you can help me with. In 2012, you mean?
Yes.
My wife and I have two kids, a 2-year-old girl and a 5-year-old boy. Ever since my son could speak, my wife and I have been disagreeing about one thing, what to call his private area. My wife, I would just call it his bedroom, but my wife, being a traditionalist, refers to it as his penis. I, being a little more hip, call it his junk. Now, when he refers to it as his junk, my wife cringes and gives me dirty looks. What do you guys think? Where do you stand on the matter? I think you need to think about what's creepier, that or a little 3-year-old kid saying, "Excuse me, Papa, my penis happens in truck." What happened to wiener? Why can't kids call it their worm?
You know what? Wormy. Wormy was my option until sophomore year of high school.
Sophomore year of high school. Until then, it was
which got awkward once the intimate time started up.
Yeah,
At a high school.
Because Griffin was having intimate times in freshman year.
Can you feel my wormy poking through these dress pants?
Oh man.
Here comes the wormy.
These fashionable slacks.
The early bird gets this wormy.
Which one of you girls is going to be the early bird?
I think you should teach your son to be ashamed of his sexuality and not refer to it at all.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Just every time he brings it up, hose him down.
Have you considered my shame?
My shame.
My
rod.
Evil. My pants evil.
Now, what is what? How? What is? What's going on in your 5-year-old's life that this is a recurring problem for you?
Yo, pops. Excuse me. What do I call this thing?
What's the deal with my dangle?
Talk about my junk.
Jimmy, kindergarten, says to call it my cock and balls. Teach gets mad when I call it that. What's do I calls it?
Well, Allie G, I don't know how you got in place with my son. Can I suggest maybe you let him name it?
I just
maybe
came up with the dad. Best name for it.
Oh, God.
His wiener machine.
His wiener machine. What about something nice and non-specific like coach? Coach is good. Coach is good because he tells you what to do.
And plus he's got a whistle.
He's got a whistle.
Do you guys not have that?
I dump Gatorade on him whenever I do something.
Oh, God. Oh.
Call yours coach and call his assistant coach.
And then one is your special teams coach.
Teams coach. That's your b-hole.
I think the real problem you're faced with is your 2-year-old girl will eventually need to have this same conversation. And my advice to you is you just want to get out of it.
There's going to be a house word for this, and you've got to be careful because someday your little girl is going to be married, and she's going to be... never mind, but you see the problem here. This has got to be a nice, non-specific word. You know what I mean? This has got to be...
vagina flower.
No, that, no don't call the penis
the
vagina.
That is the exact opposite of what we were
That
doing.
Is not
going
to teach him anything. How about this? How about... What about penis? I think your wife is right. I think if everybody's calling it a penis, you're going to take the power away from that word.
And plus, you set up that really great moment in sex ed in high school where she just slowly raises her hand. She's like, I'm very confused.
What about pistol? Ew. And tell your girls hers is called a stamen. We'll just really mess them up. I have
that one was from Scott, by the way. We didn't say his name, and I
we want to make sure to get that out there.
We don't want you to get confused. That was from you. That wasn't some other guy.
If somebody else had written it, we might have given him a different answer. But right now, I think we're. What's our final decision on this? Coach and pistol.
Yeah.
Or coach pistol. I have conflicting views about pornography, says an anonymous writer from Gmail. I love it.
Yes,
but I realize in most of its forms, it's degrading to women. Okay. Also, my girlfriend commanded I quit watching it, and I hate to have to lie to her because I still watch it anyway.
Quit watching it!
Quit watching it! Should I try to resist these animal impulses and live a life of celibacy, only jerking off to my imagination, or am I blowing this out of proportion? Should I try to find feminist porn? Does it exist?
Are you listening to it right now, dude? Click that off. Get that off.
Turn it off. Turn it off and let's just talk for 1 second. No, off. Don't just mute it. Off. Thank you. If there is foot crush porn, there's probably feminist porn. I don't think that's up for debate. I think you could probably Google it, though. Be careful.
Yeah.
Because you could end up with femipiss porn. That's not good. Mm-mm. Or feminist porn, and that's really weird.
And listen, buddy, we understand where you're coming from, and we know you better than this, but the next time you have this conversation with someone, leave out the phrase, animal impulses. It sends a bad message that I don't think you want to
It's a weird direction.
Put out there.
Listen, Anonymous here is hungry like the wolf for sweet internet porn.
She's on the lookout. I think he just wrote us to get recommendations on sites.
Oh, is that what you mean?
Hey, guys, what are the hot sites you guys are into these days for feminist porn? First off, thank your girlfriend for... porn can so quickly turn kind of stale, so thank your girlfriend for making it dirty and illicit and sexier than ever by foreboding you from looking at it. Yes, the danger.
The trick is something he brought up, which is his imagination. Let me tell you something.
Yeah.
The scenarios you can invent up in your noodle, up there, way better than anything on the nets.
Well, hello, Miss Ellen DeGeneres.
Pure imagination.
That is me.
Living there.
But to answer your question, really, Don't be a sicko. Shit's unhealthy.
There is nothing sick about watching porn. Throwing it out there.
Yeah, it's not good. You should never watch porn.
You guys, I'm trying to make it dirtier. So
I'm trying to make it dirtier for him. Oh, my brother, and me, so, and my girlfriend say I shouldn't be doing this.
Listen here, naughty boy.
But it's so bad.
Oh God, it's gross.
Take off those dungarees and let's get you punished.
No,
get that horny out.
Oh no, Benjamin. Benjamin writes to us from Gmail.
Good luck.
Who put this in here?
That may have been me.
Okay.
Hey Benjamin, this one's for you.
I love your show. I'll be 13 on August 20th. Griffin is my favorite person on MBNBAM, but I love Justin and Travis.
Oh.
I would really like it if you just randomly said Pick Chicken Rules. Okay? Pick Chicken Rules. Thanks. Oh, yeah. I also follow you guys on Facebook and Twitter, and I'm dry as a popcorn. Okay.
Right, I imagine that's a popcorn fart, but I can't be certain.
It's hard to say.
His 12-year-old Hotmail account automatically censors that word. So, Benjamin, fart. Pig Chicken rules, and thank you for listening.
Pig Chicken doesn't
Pig Chicken does rule.
Yahoo Answers user Duke Power Hand.
What? Hold on.
That's awesome.
My whole day is about that name now. What is it again?
Duke Power Hand.
Duke Power Hand.
That sounds like the greatest peripheral ever.
Yeah. He asks, Obama implements a white-only tax? He explains, tanning beds. Doesn't this tax fall disproportionately on Caucasians?
Yeah, so does the mayonnaise tax, but you don't see anybody flipping out about it.
This Kenny G tax is killing me.
This is killing me.
I gotta tell you guys, I was on Yahoo today, and it was a hotbed of political and religious discussion.
Was it?
I can't, just people going back and forth, like, God doesn't exist, God totally exists, Obama is a Muslim, like...
He's taxing whites.
Usually, it's people helping people. That's the point of this website.
Or people
today
mocking
people. Today it was just, I don't know, it really brought me down.
People waging war on each other.
People, I can't say it enough. When you want to have an important political and religious discussion, Yahoo Answers is the place to go. It is the place to be.
It's a hotbed of learning.
Philosophical growing.
I graduated last year, and I've been working for the past 10 months and saving most of the money. This is from Jens via Gmail. I'm 20 years old and been planning to go traveling later this year, mostly in Asia. My problem is that my friend I was going with bailed and is going to start studying again.
Gross.
As most people my age seem to be doing after getting anxiety for not doing shit and just staying at home. Note to yourself, Alan, this is you in 5 years. Get your shit together. So what do I do? Since all my other friends are either studying or just out of cash, it's basically impossible to get one of them to come. So I either go alone, which is kind of scary and not as fun, or I find some random person on the internet to join me, which seems weird. And you might get sick of him or her pretty fast. Yeah, it is weird.
You know what's scarier? A random person on the internet traveling with you.
Yeah, I've never seen Hostel, but this sounds like how that movie plays out.
Imagine that moment. It's basically just like you wake up in the train car and they're just staring at you.
With your own eyes that they've pried out of your head.
You sleep so nicely. I just love it. Blech.
Jens, don't travel.
What?
No,
just don't
totally travel.
Don't travel. Think of all the things you could spend that money on that you've saved up over the past 10 months that you could keep for longer than the duration of your travel.
No, Griffin, you know what goes away? Memories.
Except they do if you don't take enough ginkgo. Like, you can easily lose that shit, and then it's like, oh man, I totally should have spent that $2,000 on a scooter. And then you die
ginkgo.
Purposeless.
I just need a lifetime supply of ginkgo biloba and then pump it directly into my brain.
So there you have it, Jens. I guess
my advice is travel by yourself. It seems scary, but think of it like a vision quest. You know what I mean? You'll get more out of it, and you'll feel more self-assured and independent. Or you'll get knifed in an alley in Hong Kong.
And die alone.
At which point you learn something else about yourself, and that is that you are vulnerable to bleeding.
You could
weapons.
Go on a real vision quest. Just go into the desert with some peyote, and then it'll feel like you're traveling in Asia, because the sky around you will turn into artwork from Asia albums.
It's hard. I would say maybe if you got this money socked away, right? Just keep it socked away. Like, you can always just keep adding to it, and soon you'll meet someone who would be down to go with you. I don't think going by yourself is a great idea. First off, you're going to need somebody to talk to, or you're going to go crazy with jungle madness. Second, you want somebody to be able to take pictures of you, and or because without pictures, it didn't happen. Gosh, this next email, we're running long, but this next email is so good. Okay, let me just read it real quick. I'm 16 from Vancouver, Canada, and my grandmother moved in with my family a few months ago. Recently, she's been trying to connect with me, which in her mind means going out to buy gangsta clothes, baggy pants and lots of Ed Hardy, bling, and lots of rap music. Now she follows me around asking, "What's up, J-Dog?" and blasting 50 Cent from our home speaker system. At first, it was easy to ignore, but now she's talking like this G-Ma thing, as she calls it outside, and even approaches my home dogs when we're at the mall and stuff. What's even weirder about this whole situation is that I'm more of an alternative guy, or even hipster myself, so I have no idea where she got the scheme from. It's terrifying. Help me, I'm so confused as to what to do. Should I mock her or something? James from Gmail. Oh, Christ, James.
I have to ask, James, would it be better if your grandma was a huge hipster? Like, dressed up in, like, one of those, like, one-piece tunics, and was like, "Hey, did you hear that new Animal Collective album? That sucks. Nothing's good anymore."
Well, I think James's bigger problem is he's trapped in the Tyler Perry movie.
What Tyler Perry movie is that, Travis? Can you come up with a name real quick?
What's your favorite one?
Medea. But I haven't seen any. I've never seen a Tyler Perry movie.
You choked.
There's Medea Goes to Jail, or Medea's Family Reunion.
I think you just need to love your G-Ma. Mm-hmm. Love her as much as you can. I think that's fresh, that she's putting in the effort. I think you should encourage her to just be yourself. Unless she's a racist. And a lot of people, all people are. So, it's a tough call to make.
I say you cherish it, because I think that's badass.
I think you cherish it, because I think it's awesome. I think you need to have interviews, pictures taken with her. She could be big on the net, on the web.
Oh my God. Yeah, I think you need to turn her into an internet celebrity. I think that's your first.
How about this? My podcast.
Ooh.
G-Ma on me.
Oh my Jesus.
The Center to Art Show. I'll put her on. I'll take Griffin off, put her on. I want to hear Griffin's last question, but first I want to, I want to read you an email first, and then we'll get to the other stuff. We got this email from our buddy, Tristan, the Marine, and it's a little long, but Tristan's a real close friend of the show, so I want to read it. He says, "Hey, Brothers McElroy, and hello to all you amazing, good-looking listeners. Tristan the Marine here. I'm writing this email with a heavy heart and a frown on my face, because it pains me to say the following. The next MBMB AM will be the last episode of McElroy Goodness I will get to listen to for 3 long months. See, I'm leaving for boot camp at Recruit Training Depot, Paris Island, August 8th. Other than occasional letters, I will have no contact with the outside world for 13 weeks. I wanted to write to tell the three of you, and again, those of you listening, that what an encouragement you've been to me and how much joy you brought into my life. In the time since MBMB AM launched, I've had a wild ride getting ready to go to boot camp. While I will never doubt my commitment to serving my country and protecting our precious freedoms, there have been times when the light at the end of the tunnel was very, very dim. I'm going to skip ahead a little bit. Over the last few months, MBMB AM has reminded me what I'm joining for. I'm joining for the people of this nation, like Justin, Griffin, and Travis, and all the listeners who care more about quality of life for other people than themselves. The people who are always willing to tell you straight up that you need to pack your shit and get the hell out of your situation, because it is the only way. I'm proud to serve my country, and even more proud to know that I'm serving for amazing people like you. Again, thank you from the bottom of my heart. Now, seriously, pack up your bags. No one wants you around. With all the pride and gratitude, Tristan the Marine." And he gives a special shout-out to Bob Ball for the encouragement, and all the listeners for encouraging him. And he says, "Uran, Semper Fidelis." So, Tristan, much, much, much love. Safety, continued safety. And I hope that once you get a taste of killing, you're still able to find humor in situations like our podcast, and you don't turn into a murder automaton. Though that is a distinct possibility.
So thanks.
But
always make sure you murder for America, not against America.
That is so key, so important. You cannot enforce that enough. So we love you, Tristan. Come back soon.
Yes. Good luck, Tristan. Get me in here.
Although I think I don't know a lot about the military. I think boot camp is pretty sick. I don't think we need to worry about
it. I still want him to bring me an ear.
Bring me a necklace of ears.
Tristan, I want a necklace of ears carved from your enemies' faces.
Yeah.
I don't care who they come from.
Yeah, I do. I want it to be the people who say ill words about our show. Mm-hmm. Make sure you play it for them on a boombox held over your head outside. So I want to hear Griffin's last question. A couple quick notes. Today is the last day you can pre-order a T-shirt for My Brother, and Me. After today, you may be able to order them. We have no idea of how many are going to get made other than our pre-orders. So if you want to guarantee yourself one in the size and style that you would prefer, you need to go over to go to mbmbam.com and click on buy stuff, and you can buy that. So do that today. Don't wait. Don't hesitate. Don't contemplate. Don't debate.
Don't masturbate.
Just do it. Don't masturbate. Well, just not to porn. It's wicked. You can also buy our iPhone app there if you want it. It's $2. If you don't want it, it's no big deal. But you listen to all the shows from there, and you can ask us questions from there, and we have a little bit of bonus content. Maybe we should put you think we should put that rap tune on there as bonus content?
That rap song?
That rap tune?
Rap and beat song.
And everything you want to know about asking us a question is available there at NBAM.
Thank you, guys.
.com. Mm-hmm.
A lot. We had our biggest download day last week. Thank you to Maximum Fun for that really awesome review. And thanks to everybody who bought T-shirts and the app. And this is really nice.
We'll promise to spend the money on, like, microphones and stuff. That'll make the show
just better. A little bit of blow.
Just a bump.
Not an excessive amount of blow, but just...
I just want, like, a pile of it on my desk that I can...
I don't think anything's going to make... Nothing's going to make the show better, more better, than a quick pregame bump before each episode.
Just a bumpette.
Yeah.
A bumpette.
Just a little old teeth,
you know? Just
a little snoot. So, Griffin, what is our last
Yahoo
question?
Answers.
Something to contemplate. Grow on.
I'll be honest, I've got like three. I'm just going to have to...
This one, think about this, Griffin. Mm-hmm. This is Tristan's last episode of My Brother, and Me for months.
Oh, okay? Jesus.
You gotta nail it.
Where do I find the new Justin Bieber CD for my teenaged son? My son is getting ready to turn 18 on his birthday, and all he talks about is how much he loves Justin Bieber's. He has several Justin Bieber posters all over his room, and he wants to sing and choreograph cute little cheer dances to his musical stylings. I really want to surprise him with a special birthday CD.
How many Mr. Briggs it
is? I'm Justin McElroy.
Travis McElroy.
I'm Griffin McElroy.
This has been My Brother and Me.
You will never know me.
Kiss your dad square on the lips.